Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 21st October. Top stories for today. The International Trade and Industry Ministry has agreed to allow a maximum of 10% of managers and supervisors covering tasks involving accounting, finance, administration, law, planning, and ICT to be in office starting tomorrow. However, they will only be allowed to work on site for 4 hours, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 3 days a week. Meanwhile, all heads of public service in CMCO areas must ensure a maximum of 30% staff present at the office from tomorrow until the CMCO ends. The directives were given after the National Security Council ordered all public and private sector employees at the management and administrative levels in the CMCO areas to work from home starting October 22nd. Police have denied the viral allegation that roads going in and out of Petaling Jaya, Selangor are closed to traffic. Petaling Jaya District Police Chief ACP Nik Izani Mohamed Faizal said police were only conducting roadblocks at 3 locations in the district, namely Subang, Sungai Buloh and Damansara Toll Plazas, following the enforcement of the CMCO. The viral posting claimed that all entries to and exits from Petaling Jaya were closed to traffic except to those who have a police permit or employer's letter. The Selangor State Government said giving discounts or rebates to consumers affected by water disruption will not be able to solve the pollution problem that occurs in the state. Its Menteri Besar Datuk Seri Amiruddin Syahri said the expenditure should be used to prevent repeated activities from happening again. About 1.2 million consumers accounts in 7 districts in Selangor face unscheduled water supply disruptions due to contamination of raw water resources detected in Sungai Selangor at 2 a.m. last Monday. Japan opposes any actions that escalate tensions in the East and South China Seas, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia on Monday. He added that Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country, but stressed the importance of all countries concerning the South China Sea issues to not resort to force or coercion, but work toward peaceful resolutions based on international law. A former fundraiser for US President Donald Trump pleaded guilty on Tuesday to a charge that he illegally lobbied Trump to drop an investigation into the 1MDB scandal. Elliot Brody pleaded guilty to a felony charge that he conspired to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act and faces a maximum prison sentence of 5 years and agreed to forfeit $6.6 million. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.